flare event could result in a good aurora show tonight and Friday across the north, although cloud cover may keep us from seeing it. Chuck Deer, an emeritus professor of physics at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute, says the intense solar flare activity earlier this week was the largest in 4 years, a period during which the sun has been unusually quiet. Deer says the energy from the event takes a couple days to reach Earth, but should fire up the aurora.
Material on the sun is given off. It consists of electrons and protons and some small amount of atoms and so forth that are blown outwards from the sun, and they carry with it the solar magnetic field. And that magnetic field hooks up with our magnetic field and generates currents. And these currents in our magnetic field are what really drive the aurora.
Deer says the northern lights will likely be brighter and visible from Earth locations much farther south than normal. Deer produces an online Alaska Aurora forecast for the Geophysical Institute. It currently calls for active aurora. The spike in solar flare activity can also affect high-frequency radio signals. Some commercial airliners have reported radio disruptions.